American Family Radio, proclaiming God's faithfulness.
God's mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness.
God, thank you for showing your faithfulness to all generations.
God doesn't require us to be successful. God requires us to be faithful.
It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. As God has shown himself faithful in all things, may we reflect the faithfulness of God. Call now at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit AFR.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, proclaiming God's faithfulness.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Wednesday. Share-a-thon is going on here at American Family Radio. Wednesday, what is it, October the what, Fred?
18th.
I knew our newsman would know what day it was, October the 18th. Fred Jackson with me. Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
Did you know it was October 18th?
I did.
Did you? Okay.
Because 17, 18, 19, I've had it on my calendar for Share-a-thon.
Oh, okay.
Although to make you feel better, Tim, this morning I got up and I did not know it was Wednesday.
Oh,
I was confused. I was thinking, this is Tuesday, right?
Right, right. Yeah, that happens. That does happen. Do you think that comes with age or no?
Just not. I hope there's a good explanation for it.
Okay. I'm just glad those. Well, let me first of all welcome Walker Wildman to the program here. Walker's here most every day. Good morning, Walker.
Good morning. The only reason I know what day it is because I have a watch right here.
Yes.
And if I click the button one time, it shows me the date.
You got one of those fancy tell you about your life watches
over
there? Yeah,
it measures Run my footsteps.
Life? Really?
And what time, date. I don't really use it for any of that. I just use it for the date and time.
Measures your footsteps. So like long steps, short steps?
No, number of.
Number of footsteps.
Okay.
Number of
footsteps.
What's your record for number of footsteps in a day?
Oh, 15,000, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
That exhausts me just hearing that number.
Yeah.
Well, I've hit 12 in the last few months.
You have one of those watches too?
No, I got a phone. My phone tracks.
Your phone does it?
Yeah, your phone will track you. You go to your thing says health data. You don't know about this?
No.
You have an iPhone. Yeah, you go in there, health data, click on activity.
Tracks your steps.
Yeah, tracks your steps. bad thoughts you have about other people. Like, see, yesterday,
I had 6,000.
Yesterday it says to me, Ed thought that you were nutty three times during the show. I got it right here under activity.
I don't have
health. But I don't hold
that
against
health.
You, Ed.
I do have
I
health.
Think the same thing about you sometimes. So, you know,
yes,
we can't, we're not going to judge
how many
each other.
Times?
No, I do have a...
I never set this
see,
up.
893 steps
Look,
on my phone.
Look. I never set this thing up.
How many do you... What do you need
I don't
to
know.
Do
it says... I'm not putting my height and weight on this thing.
All right, Share-a-thon it is on American Family Radio. Personal health data, we're not going to discuss any further.
Yes.
We can do that later after pizza. here on American Family Radio, we're in Share-a-thon, Tim, Ed, Walker, and Fred. Share-a-thon is 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, that we do this in the spring and in the fall, and we simply tell you what our financial needs are here and ask you to make a donation to support us because we're listener-supported Christian radio. Listener-supported Christian radio is just that. We don't get any money from the government. Nor do we want any money from the government, nor would we accept any money from the government. Why, you ask, Tim, if the federal government were to give you money like they do National Public Radio, because we don't want the strings that come attached to that money. So we wouldn't get that anyway, but we don't get big grants from corporations because they look at the SBLC and the SBLC calls us a name. And so anyway, that's I digress. I'll just say this. We don't get money from big corporations. We depend solely on our listeners. And quite frankly, our listeners, we supported by people who give us monthly donations. We don't have a lot of very wealthy people that give us gifts. We have a handful, but the 99% of our support comes from people who give monthly donations of $30, $40, $50 a month. So, and quite frankly, it's good that way. Because that means we're supported by a large number of people.
Right.
So by the way, Share-a-thon's going on, so I'll just tell you where we are. Let me give the phone number first, because We are, I'm told, what are we in the middle of a big match? Walker?
We are. Yes, we just started a big match that we haven't announced yet.
We just started it?
The clock's on.
Wow. And I
10 a.m.
I hadn't even, 10 a.m. Central. I hadn't even mentioned the phone number. Okay.
Right.
So this is huge. This is
what a lot of our listeners during Share-a-thon live for. They live for these challenges.
Okay. I'm told here on my computer screen, Ed.
Yeah.
That there is a $58,500 matching donation. Mm-hmm. I don't know where, why not $60,000, but anyway. $58,500.
We're not going to complain, are we?
No, we're not. No, we're not going to complain. Praise God for that. Mm-hmm. And this lasts till when? Till the
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock Central.
So Central 3 hours.
Well, okay. So you're telling me that every gift from now till then
is essentially doubled.
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, if you want to double your giving, and or if you want to write a check for $58,500 and just help us meet this match in the next
that would be
couple
great
of minutes,
too.
We'll just play music or something for a couple of hours. So will we turn that down, Ed?
We will not turn that down.
Okay.
And we will rejoice just as much if someone gives 25 or
Amen.
50.
Amen.
We're grateful.
But here, if you want to double your giving to American Family Radio, help us with stay on the air and keep growing and be a stronger influence on American society. That's what AFR, that's what we want to do. We can't do that if we don't have your financial help. Here's the phone number. And for those who've already given, praise God for you. Thank mm-hmm. you. We haven't forgotten you who've got us to this point. But here's the phone number to reach us now to make a gift. 877-616-2396. Again, it's a toll-free number. And it rings right here. The people answering the phone are sitting right across the window from us here in our national headquarters. It doesn't ring Bangladesh or, Antarctica.
You're going to reach people from America.
America. People from America are going to answer the phone. We got folks from Minnesota, Indiana, Mississippi. All you need to do is say which accent you want when you call in. Say, I want to talk to somebody who talks like me. And anyway, I'm just kidding about that. You'll have to take whoever answers the phone out there. 877-616-2396 is the phone number, or AFR.net, AFR.net. Let's hear a testimony from one of our listeners now.
Hi, my name is Glenda. I'm in Dillon, South Carolina. Last year, Hurricane Matthew flooded my home, and when I moved back in, I decided I didn't want cable anymore. So I have two radios set to AFR all day so I can hear it everywhere. I want to challenge every other senior living on a fixed income to give a little to AFR, and all of our littles will turn into a lot. Thank you, AFR, for making my day every day. I love all the programming, especially Tim and the guys. You keep me informed and laughing on Fridays. May God bless you all for the work you do, keeping us informed.
Who's that? That was a listener from South Carolina.
Yeah, Dillon, South Carolina.
I forgot her first name. What did she say her first name was? Do you remember? Thank you. That was a sweet things to say about Glenda from Dillon, South Carolina, about American Family Radio. She listens to AFR. I remember when that hurricane brought all that water in South Carolina and flooded. I mean, it sat on them like it sat on Houston.
It flooded our station there.
Yes, in Dillon. Exactly. We had to go off the air because it flooded our station in Dillon, South Carolina. But what a nice thing to say. That she's praying for us, and she's right. All the little gifts turn into a big gift.
That's right.
To help us here at American Family Radio. Yeah, Walker, what are we doing on our Facebook page right now?
Yes, we're live streaming on Facebook. I've also shared a link to AFR.net. So if you're on Facebook watching the show and you would like to pledge to our fall share-a-thon, you can click on the link I posted on Facebook and easily give. Takes you about 5 minutes. So you can do that. And then, of course, all the news stories that Fred mentions and that we talk about will be posted on the Today's Issues page.
All right. So Facebook Live, Today's Issues. I'm looking out. The phones are, let's see, we got one or two people available right now. The rest of them are busy, which is, praise the Lord. That's great.
Amen.
So you can call us to make a gift and be as generous as you can to help us here at AFR. And here's the phone number. And you can double your giving because we're under a match alert right now. You heard of a weather alert or thunderstorm alert or tornado alert? We're under a match alert here till 1 o'clock Central Time. And you can double your money, double your giving to AFR. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. If you want to get us on the internet, AFR.net, AFR.net, AFR.net. Also, we have an app available, don't we, Walker?
That's right. We have an app that's available on your smartphone device, on your tablet, or on your, well, on your computer. You just go to AFR.net, but on your smartphone or tablet, you can download the app. Takes you a couple minutes, and you can listen for free wherever you are as long as you have an internet connection.
Right, and thousands of people listen to us on the app all over the world to American Family Radio. So take advantage of that. If I say download an app and you start getting nervous, then you need to ask your grandson to help you.
Or granddaughter.
Or granddaughter
yep.
to help you. Or a younger person
right.
who understands apps and can calm you down.
I know some of our listeners who have who maybe not aren't in our within one of our tower
right.
reach, but they've bought maybe a tablet
right.
just so they could listen to AFR on the app.
Yeah, I tell this story over and over again, but I tell it again for people who are new. Had a late sweet lady from Arkansas. She's 92 now, I think. She lived, but she's originally from Brooklyn, New York. She went with us to the Holy Land on our Holy Land trip. This is 10 years ago. Went with us twice, I think. So she was still in her early 80s. But you talk about having to look at somebody and figure out exactly what they're saying is when somebody tells you they're from Hope, Arkansas, and they're talking like somebody from Brooklyn. that's who she was. She was a pastor's wife who
that's how she wound up
she
in
grew
Arkansas.
Up in Brooklyn, New York all those years. Met her husband. I guess he was from Arkansas. And you talk about opposites attract.
Right.
God put them together. So she's a pastor's wife in Arkansas for 30, 40 years, but still has her Brooklyn accent that she grew up with. And so her husband passed away. And she moved back to her home area there in Brooklyn, back to her daughter and family and everything. And so we were on the trip, or we were talking a few years ago. No, we were on the trip, and Allison, my wife, told her, well, you know, she says, I sure do miss American Family Radio. You know, I moved from Arkansas, heard you all the time. Now I live in New York. I try to keep up with you through your magazine and such. And Allison said, well, my wife said, all you got to do is listen. You can listen to us on the internet. This may have been pre-app. Listen to us on the internet. We're live streaming. And she said, really? She said, yeah. So her daughter went out and bought her an iPad. And there she was. She said she was so happy when she began to listen to AFR live streaming sitting in Brooklyn, New York.
Yep.
You know, where we don't have a radio station. But to your point, Walker, thousands of people access us on the internet or listen to the app. And she's still alive. Talked to her. We got a letter from her the other day.
That
93 years old, I think.
That story, I think about all the movies from the 50s and 60s,
right.
Brooklyn, New York, you know, the windows open in the summer.
Right.
And you hear people talking or yelling or whatever. and through an open window, hearing Tim Wildman on Trivia Friday.
I know.
What a sound! What a sound that must be! People, you know, on the front stoop and people, talking, and they go, "What is that? What is that noise?"
People are walking by saying, "I didn't." Sounds like Dr. Phil. It's coming out of that window, but he says American Family Radio.
Yeah,
it's Trivia Friday, y'all.
Yeah,
I'll give out the number one more time.
More than one person tell me I sound like Dr. Phil. I don't think I do, but
only one person told you that. But
no,
then,
more than one person.
Oh, I was going to say, but you continually. Mention it.
I'm
on
self-conscious
the air.
About that. Yeah. I guess I'm trying to change my accent.
It's a good sound. Phil,
I didn't
Dr.
think
Phil
I had.
Sounds good.
But Dr. Phil's okay.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. He's got millions of viewers.
He helps people.
He helps people.
Sure.
He's bald. Right. He's
we
bald.
Need the number out.
Yeah.
What's the number?
Number?
What's the number in the match and challenge, Walker? And then Fred Jackson is going to bring us down with some news.
Yes. We have a $58,000 and $58,500 match right now. So any gift you give of any amount will be doubled. You give $10, it'll be $20, and the math goes on. So here's the number to call to have your gift maximized. Is that right?
Yeah, sure.
Is that
good
the right
word.
Word you
good word, Dr. Yeah. Phil's son.
All right. Thank you. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. 2396, or you can visit afr.net.
Hey, call now. We got 5 phones available.
And those people are, they're eating our food and they're laughing. Yeah,
there's some fellow laughing out there talking to somebody else, and that shouldn't be happening. He should be working. Fire that volunteer. Go out there and fire that volunteer.
Sure, eat our food, our donuts, our free popcorn.
Right. No, we're just teasing. Those are great people from across the country who've come here to help us answer the phone, but we do want to keep them busy. Mm-hmm. So give them a call. What's that phone number again, Walker? And you can double your gift now, right?
Yes.
Double your gift.
Your gift will be doubled up to $58,500. 877-616-2396.
By the way, for a one-time gift of $150 or more, or a $30 monthly donation or more, we're going to send you the Keep Christ in Christmas wristbands, a pack of them. I think there's 10 in there. They're green this year. They say Keep Christ in Christmas. They've got a red cross on the side of them. They get the message out about keeping Christ in Christmas. They're beautiful wristbands, and so we'll send you those. And if you can give to us, and it can be a monthly draft, that is so helpful to us because it gives us a budget to work with, you know right. what I mean? So, I mean, some people don't want to do that. That's fine, or you can't. But if you can somehow do that on a monthly basis, that would be very helpful to us. If you do that, we will reward you with not only the wristbands, I'm talking about a monthly donation, but also the Ryan DeFrades, which is a children's or kids video, animated video series that we've created here.
Excellent. Excellent yeah. product.
That's what that is. I mean, it's as good as anything you'll see on TV as far as animation goes, and we'll send you those items there. All right, the phone number is 877-616-2396. We can also send us an email at comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. Fred, good morning. I'm sorry to keep you waiting so long. What's happening?
Well, as we sit here and talk to the good folks during the Share-a-thon session, there is a hearing going on, a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing. It is with the Attorney General of the United States, Jeff Sessions. Now, this isn't a special called hearing. It is kind of the normal procedures up there that every several months or so, they invite the Attorney General in, and Democrats and Republicans get to ask them questions about what's going on in the department. Well, needless to say, the Democrats say they have a lot of questions for the Attorney General. And it started off this morning with the ranking member of the Judiciary Committee, Dianne Feinstein. Have we agreed on that?
I think Feinstein's what
Feinstein?
I always said. It's Harvey said. Weinstein and Feinstein.
Feinstein it is. The ranking member, Senator Feinstein from California, she wanted to know from the Attorney General, she had questions about the firing of James Comey. Now, this goes back several months. And the point of her question is she wanted to know the involvement of President Trump in the decision to fire the former FBI director, James Comey. So let's listen to a little bit of the exchange between Senator Feinstein and Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
So I was very pleased to learn that the department is sending a top hate crimes lawyer to Iowa to assist with prosecution of the case of a transgender teenager murdered.
Yeah, that's the second cut we're going to get to. Wanted to go to cut two.
We will also want to hear about the firing of FBI Director James Comey. It's important, I believe, to understand what role you had in this process, including conversations with the president and others in the White House. Last week, the Democratic members of this committee sent a letter making it clear we would be asking about Director Comey's firing at this hearing, and that we expected answers or the assertion of a valid claim of executive privilege by the president.
I have considered this request very respectfully, but consistent with the longstanding policy and practice of the executive branch, I can neither assert executive privilege, nor can I disclose today the content of my confidential conversations with the president.
And so he repeated that. Now, he did say the decision to fire was within his purview, and they looked at James Comey. They were not pleased. They did not feel that James Comey carried out the investigation against Hillary Clinton, the email server, properly. And, of course, there's new information that just came out in the last 48 hours on that, which goes to that point. But once again, in the questioning, when she asked the formal question, he said, look, my conversations with the president on most matters come under the preview of it is conversations that we're not going to make public. The president has to know that when he sits down with me and asks about various cases, et cetera, that that's not going to be blurted out to the public.
So it's like having an attorney that is there's
confidentiality.
A certain, you know, aspect of privacy and confidentiality there.
Exactly. So that's how that went. Now, the second interesting point that Senator Feinstein wanted to address is that, and had to do with Title VII, which is the 1964 Civil Rights Act. She and we're going to listen to this. She's happy that the Justice Department under Attorney General Sessions is getting involved in a case of Iowa in the murder of a transgender man. But she then had questions about another aspect, she says, of Title VII, dealing with LGBTQ rights. So let's have a listen to that.
So I was very pleased to learn that the department is sending a top hate crimes lawyer to Iowa to assist with prosecution of the case of a transgender teenager murdered last year. According to the Times, this decision was personally initiated by you. However, I was also surprised and concerned to learn that this summer, the Justice Department switched its position on Title VII and is now arguing that the law does not protect LGBT workers. Then on October 5th, just 2 weeks ago, you issued a memorandum to all U.S. attorneys and agency heads, instructing them that the department must now take the position that Title VII does not protect transgender employees in all cases. In other words, it appears that your department is urging the courts to allow employers to discriminate against all LGBT workers across the country. I hope you'll clear that up in your testimony.
As of coming into the studio, he had not addressed that particular thing. But I think her reference to October the 5th, I believe, goes back to the announcement that came from the Attorney General's Department with regards to upholding religious freedoms. And, of course, the Democrats are taking that as a slight against LGBTQ rights.
Yeah, this, to me, is a clear example of the two distinct approaches to law by the on the part of conservatives versus secularists. And I guess we can probably talk about this more after the break. But, well, let's just do that because I want to be able to explain this. But this is when we come back, we're going to talk about Title VII of the 64 Civil Rights Act. And one side goes by the letter of the law and the intent of Congress. The other side tries to get judges to make their own rulings. That's the different approach that we have on these kinds of issues.
All right, we're going to take a break right here. We'll be back in 2 or 3 minutes. With more of Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. But you can call right now and make a gift to AFR. Help us make AFR possible across America. Continue to make AFR possible in your community and across the country. The phone number is 877-616-2396. We'll be back momentarily.
Hi, friends. This is Janet Parshall, host of In the Market with Janet Parshall, congratulating AFA for upholding the truth in America for 40 years. From its inception until now, AFA has been a strong and bold ambassador, declaring the truth in our nation. Your leaders are brave, your voices are clear, and your passion is unrelenting. So thanks for remaining faithful over the course of four decades. We live in treacherous times when ministries like yours are desperately needed. May God continue to show his favor to AFA as you expose darkness and shine the light of Jesus Christ.
My name is Alex, and I'm from Salina, Kansas, and I just wanted to say that not only AFR, but just being around the church in general has impacted my life in many different aspects. I've been down roads where I thought God was done with me, but he wasn't, and he still continues to work in my life now. And I'm actually going to be graduating high school this year, and I'll be going to one of the most prestigious universities in the country on a full-ride scholarship. AFR has helped me. I listen to it to and from school. Anyways, thanks.
After crossing the Jordan River into the Promised Land, God instructed the children of Israel to take stones from the river and make a memorial. When their future children would say, "What do these stones mean?" the parents would recount the Lord's deliverance of Israel from slavery and Israel's arrival in the Promised Land. In each of our lives, there are events that ought to be remembered, events where the Lord moved and delivered us. Whether we use stones, photos, or special celebrations, it matters only that we take time to remember what the Lord has done and pass that testimony on to future generations.
Since 1977, the American Family Association has been informing, equipping, and activating individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of America. The Lord has given us many victories over the years that laid the foundation for our work today and into the future. Learn more at AFA.net.
It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call now with your pledge at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit AFR.net. And thank you for partnering with American Family Radio, proclaiming God's faithfulness.
In God's faithfulness, that's our theme for our Share-a-thon here on American Family Radio. We're having our fall share-a-thon. If you're listening a different season of the year, then please scan over to our fall share-a-thon here on American Family Radio. We have a share-a-thon in the spring. We have a share-a-thon in the fall. Thus, the distinguishing words I use there. 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall. So, folks, very little time here on the air that we talk about our financial needs. I mean, it's a very small percentage of time that we actually mention M-O-N-E-Y. But we have to have M-O-N-E-Y, or we don't stay on the R-A-D-I-O. I feel like I'm talking in front of a two-year-old, where you want to avoid them understanding, so you're talking to another adult. You ever done that, Fred?
Oh, yeah, M-O-U-S-E, yeah, don't, I remember that.
Don't. But you know the problem you have is when you get to M&M's. Yeah. Because my grandson loves M&M's.
Wait. It's M&M's? I thought they were W's and W's.
No.
The candy. I guess I've been reading those all upside down.
I think you have candy dyslexia, Ed, right there. But anyway, took my son to the golf course. My grandson, 3 years old, the other day.
To the golf course?
Yeah. He doesn't. I got him a little
golf. You really wanted to win.
Trained him young. Well, they make a lot of money. Fred, 20 years from now, I'll be, you know, going around these world famous golf courses with my grandson who's on tour, and you'll be still be sitting here doing news.
Oh, man. So, I mean, well, today.
I mean, yeah. I'm looking out for him, but I'm also looking out for myself.
Fred's going, man, I hope I'm not here 20 years from now. I'll be in my 80s.
That's this right. Fred Jackson reporting from the nursing home.
That's right.
Here's what's going on.
Things are tapioca
sales are moving really slowly today.
Okay, so back to my point of
now that we've
up.
Insulted, back y'all both your, insulted.
Back to your story.
Who did we insult?
Well, he insulted you about your golf game, and then you jabbed back at him about.
Well, he was asking, what are you doing taking a 3-year old to the golf course? Is that your point?
My point was, yeah.
Have you ever seen the video of Tiger Woods when he was 3 years old on the Johnny Carson show? It works, Fred. It works.
And I think I unintentionally insulted some of our listeners who may be in nursing homes when I mentioned tapioca sales declining. I was just trying to be funny, folks. I was not insulting anybody.
So we're getting no more donations from nursing home people?
Well.
Huh? Because you did that?
I hope that's not the case. I hope they will F-O-R-G-I-V-E.
Okay, so anyway.
But you're on the golf course.
Where were we? Oh, yeah, I took my three-year-old grandson to the golf course. He likes to go, and I got him a little set of three clubs.
Yeah. Oh.
So he likes to go out and hit a little bit. Obviously, I'm not bearing down on him to hit the ball right.
That's why the other day he said, I was shocked. He said mulligan, and I just was shocked that he would know a word like that.
No, I don't use mulligan with him, although I'd use it with my friends when I'm golfing, but not with him. So anyway, I took him there, and he usually likes to get a snack, you know, but I usually get him something like popcorn or maybe a nab or something mm-hmm. like that. They didn't have any of that. All they had, he pointed at the M&Ms. And not the can with peanuts in them. I mean, no nutritional value whatsoever. Just straight up candy, sugar. Mm-hmm. He pointed at them. He wanted them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was going to have him for a couple of hours. I wanted him to be happy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. So no, I'm not going to do.
This is no time for, like, food discipline. This is time to give the boy what he wants because I want to golf and I want him to be happy.
And
right?
You don't want a screaming grandchild.
We're friends right now.
Yes.
This ain't grandpa and grandson teaching moment. This is candy high fiving me.
Right.
You know, let him do.
I love. What do they call
Let him
you?
Do what he wants. Yeah. Okay. Let him do what he wants. Okay. Because yeah. I'll take him home. Let his mom deal with him. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, with the being high on candy, I don't know where I'm going with this. I don't even know why I started talking about it. It has nothing to do with Sheraton. How did this come up? Anyway.
Ed's talking about M&M's upside down.
M&M's. M&M's, that's right. Ed.
I'd like to give the. Okay. Now we got that cleared up.
Somebody's got apes over here standing like, why am I even here? So I've got this thing.
Now that we got that cleared up.
I've got things to do. Why don't you introduce Abe?
Yes,
and then I'll introduce Abe. You do Sheraton. Abe, welcome.
Thank you.
Abraham Hamilton III is with us. Abe has his own show on 5:05 Central Time on American Family Radio. I wanted to Abe's relatively new to our staff as far as our radio staff goes. I wanted to talk to him about his show because it's a vital part of what we do here at AFR. But why don't you tell the listeners about Sheraton?
Yes,
ED.
Yes, and folks, we're sorry for the.
EDV?
Dumpster fire that this segment has turned into.
Well, it's because of me.
Folks, we have, and if you've been listening for a long time to our Sherathons, you know what a challenge is, a match challenge. If you're new, let me explain what it is, because we have a $58,500 match challenge going on until 1 p.m. Central Time. And what that means is that we have had a donor give $58,500 to Sheraton with this stipulation, it will be given to every person who gives a gift will have it matched out of that $58,500. So if you give $25, it becomes $50. If you give $50, it becomes $100, on and on and on. So this is a great thing. People love this because they feel like their gift has more impact, and in fact, it does. So here's the number to call if you want to give to our Proclaiming God's Faithfulness Fall Sheraton here in 2017. Here's the number, 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. That's the number to call. If you don't want to talk to one of our lovely and handsome volunteers that are in Sheraton Central, you just want to go online, maybe you're a business-like person and you just want to get this thing done, you can go to AFR.net. And you can make your gift there.
It's also known as being antisocial.
Well, could be antisocial. Sometimes people
don't want to talk to other people.
They're just busy. They don't want to chit chat. You know, they don't get on the phone and talk about where they're from.
Well, we instruct our people who answer the phone don't chit chat.
Oh, we do. Yeah, all right. Well,
barely be nice.
There's nothing to fear.
Just tell them. Let's get right to the point. What's your credit card number? It's strictly business, Ed. I'm just teasing. If you call one of our phone volunteers out there. They're a listener just like you, and they will be friendly and helpful. They're not going to be rude and cold. We're not that way here at American Family Radio. Abraham Hamilton III, Abe, is with us. Abe joins us most Wednesdays for this half hour. Abe is a constitutional attorney. He's also a director of public policy for American Family Association and a host now of the afternoon program called the Hamilton Corner, which is a one-hour show from 5 to 6 o'clock Central Time in the afternoon. Good morning, finally, Abe.
Good morning. Good morning.
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing W-E-L-L.
You've been waiting to say that, haven't you?
No, I just thought
okay,
about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you've just been saying that. Well, you know how we use these letters. Am I the only one that – everybody uses those letters.
Around kids.
Oh, yeah.
Around kids. When they get to be about 2 or 3 and they start understanding you, so you don't want to do something like that.
Yeah.
You know, in front of them. What did you say, Walker?
Can I put Abe on the spot?
Uh-oh.
That's why he's here.
Absolutely. Rather him than me.
He's standing
on the spot.
Go ahead.
Okay. I want to get back to the story we covered yesterday about the FBI investigating a uranium deal between Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State under her watch.
W-A-T-C-H. Sorry. Go ahead, Walker.
Under the Obama administration, the U.S. sold 20% of its uranium, a company in the U.S., to the Russians. All right. So I want to ask, and then in that, there was gifts from Russians to the Clinton Foundation, and there were speeches paid to former President Bill Clinton to do speeches in Russia.
$500,000,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yes.
Man, he must be a great speaker.
In the midst.
Yes, sir. I want that gig.
Here's my question, Abe. Off the top of your head, are there federal laws that even go as far to prevent foreign governments or agents of foreign governments from paying relatives of politicians or government workers? I mean, is there anything there that could possibly be illegal?
Yeah. there are plenty of laws. And the question is, what good is a law if it goes unenforced? If a tree falls in the forest and nobody's there, does it make a sound type of thing? Well, there are plenty of laws, and obviously one of the most glaring considerations would be the potential for influence being brought to bear on a government position like the State Department when you have a spouse of the sitting Secretary of State receiving a $500,000 fee for a speech. And I think at a minimum, you would have to look into those gifts being provided for the potential of benefits. And one thing that brings this into square focus, in my opinion, would be the Senator Bob Menendez trial that's going on right now, where he's being tried for what? Bribery.
In New Jersey,
he was a United States Senator from New Jersey. He had a quote-unquote friend who he just happened to take multiple flights on his private jet and got gifts and things of that nature. And it just so happened that Senator Menendez did things as a congressman that would benefit this friend. One of the baselines for the litigation is that the exchange of gifts, where Senator Menendez was arguing that, well, you can't prove that the specific action that I took was directly in response to the gifts that I received. We're just friends. And the United States attorney rightfully indicated that all that has to be demonstrated is that gifts were given and a responsive quid pro quo type action was taken by the senator. We don't have to prove the intermediate link that said this is specifically as a result of that.
Because there'd be almost no way to prove that
exactly. Unless
somebody put it in a letter.
Exactly. Right. So the question for me then becomes, for the Department of Justice, if this is the line of prosecution for Senator Bob Menendez, how then does that line get blurred as it pertains to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton? You have the giving of gifts, monetary donations to the Clinton Foundation, as well as the $500,000 speech, which I don't know about you, but I've never heard anybody that speaks that well. Maybe Jesus.
Well, let me say this. And again, I got roundly denounced yesterday morning or yesterday on the show. I did, because I don't want to come across as defending the Clintons. Okay, now. But I'm just trying to give a little bit of the benefit of the doubt. The spouse of Hillary Clinton is a former president. So, you know, you can't expect him to sit at home. He goes to make speeches. I'm not denying the suspicious nature of this. So he does give speeches. As long as he gets that same amount wherever he does speeches, I think that would seem to be difficult to prove in terms of Hillary Clinton. Now, the Clinton Foundation, though, is that considered benefiting the Clintons personally if it goes into a foundation?
Well, and that's an argument that has to be made, because I think in order to fully make the case, you would have to see how much the Clintons are paid from their foundation, how much it benefits them personally, how much it benefits the foundation. Based on the records, the foundation doesn't really do very much in the terms of, in the way of charitable work. You have large amounts that are paid to the Clinton family. Chelsea Clinton was a principal of the Clinton Foundation to receive monetary benefits. So I would suggest at a minimum, it's worth investigation.
Right. If well, not, I agree. Absolutely agree.
Well, a point though, if Hillary Clinton is an officer of the foundation,
which she is,
I mean, that's clearly a conflict there.
Absolutely.
There's another element to all of this. There is a committee that is set up for international trade. Mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State and Eric Holder as the Attorney General of the United States both sat on that committee that approved this uranium deal.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So
that seems to me to be a violation of.
Please don't tell me there isn't a conflict here.
I'm not sure.
And then this is additional consideration to make. As soon as Hillary Clinton is no longer Secretary of State and is no longer a presidential candidate, what happened to the contributions of the Clinton Foundation?
Yeah, they all dried up.
They disappeared. Right. So you, at a minimum, like I said, at a minimum, it's worth investigation where you have 20% of Americans' access to uranium given to this Russian company. I think at a minimum it's worth an investigation.
What you got going, apparently, I'll just use that word, what you had going on here, I know people are going to hear me and say, duh, you figured it out, huh, did you, Tim? What you had going on here for about 4 years or maybe longer with Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State and the, quote, independent Clinton Foundation, which is supposed to do charity work, which was in existence, is that a lot of people / foreign governments gave money to the Clinton Foundation, either A, to gain access to the secretary, to the State Department and the Secretary herself, which, as we learned, 50%, I think, or more, of the people who made gifts to the Clinton Foundation got a personal meeting with her.
That's right.
At the State Department. Okay. But secondly, they thought she was going to be the next president of the United States. So you're investing in your future. This is the way of the world, quite frankly, folks. Mm-hmm. The way of the world is you buy access, and it's more blatant in other parts of the world. You go to probably 80% of anywhere in the world, and bribery is a way of life. They don't even try to hide it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about just from being out on the street.
But you get pulled over by a policeman in Mexico, and you give money.
The pesos.
Yeah,
that's the pesos, or it is.
Or they keep coming up with things, laws that you broke.
And that brings this to bear the issue. That's why America is unique in the world.
Right, right.
Those types of things are not supposed to happen here, but you have that.
Especially with high-level officials. That's not supposed to happen. But what these governments were doing, and these individuals making donations to the Clinton Foundation, for example, they were counting on her winning the presidency. So she gets into the White House. And the executive branch of the of government becomes friendly to those people who had made donations to the Clinton Foundation, and they get more goodies.
Well, and the Clinton Foundation, I mean, let's be honest. To any fair-minded person, that's the Clintons' nest egg. When they're done with politics, they have the Clinton Foundation to run, and they're getting
I think 10% of the money actually went to do the charity work that went to that foundation. Yeah. It was one of the audits I saw. Hey, let me reset the Sherathon, and then Fred wants to speak. You're listening to Sherathon on American Family Radio. Folks, we had somebody call in and make a donation. Well, they're saying we're going to give $58,500 up to that amount.
Yes,
I'm assuming it's one person. If in fact the rest of the listening family will match it, so they're only obligated for that to the amount that's matched.
Right.
We have 2 hours left, basically, in this match. So if you're going to listen to AFR, but you're going to have to be out of your car, you got work, you got school, whatever the case may be, you're not going to be able to listen to us this afternoon, or even this evening, and you want to call in right now and help us here at AFR by doubling your gift, you can do that right now. We're listener-supported Christian radio, so we have to have our listeners, our or we don't stay on the air. It's as simple as that. So here's the phone number if you want to double your gift. If you want to give $30, it becomes $60. If you want to give $60, it becomes $120. So that's how it works. That's how a match works. So we want to encourage you to call. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. Again, the phone number is 877-616-2396. You can go online at afr.net, afr.net, afr.net. Let's hear a listener testimony, then we'll come back and get Fred Jackson's thoughts.
Hi, my name is Jade from Texas. Been listening to your program, praying so hard for the Lord to heal me. And today I got the news that I am cancer free. My surgery was successful 2 weeks ago. The lymph nodes weren't affected, the margins were clear, and I'm cancer free. And I just praise God. He is such an awesome God. Prayer work, all my family and friends in my church were praying for me. And I've been listening to your program every day. I learned something new, and it continually inspires me. So thank you so much. God bless you all.
Welcome back to American Family Radio. Again, help us with this match. The phones need to be ringing. Well, they're ringing now. I'm looking at the people who are answering the phone. The phones are ringing, but we got two or three people back there who are helping us answer the phone that I'm looking at who are talking to one another. And that shouldn't be.
No.
That should be. They should not be chatting with one another. They should be answering the phones from our listeners. So here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. American Family Radio, Share-a-thon. We are at 3,321 pledges. Praise God for that. That's wonderful. Thank you so much. 3,321 pledges have been called in since we started yesterday morning at 6 a.m., Fred Jackson, what did you have to say, sir?
Well, just getting a little bit of another story, I wanted to get Abe's input on this. We're familiar with the controversy over the unmasking of names of people that allegedly may have been involved with spying or dealing with foreign governments. There's a story on Fox this morning that Samantha Powers, who used to be the U.S. rep in the United Nations, her name is on more than 200 petitions for unmasking. That's unheard of. The allegation that's being made is that there were people in other departments who were using her name. Like, it sounds like they photocopied off a form with Samantha Powers' signature on it, and they were using her name in order to get the FBI to unmask certain names. Over 200. Now, first of all, what is the United Nations representative dealing with a petition to unmask? But number two, I'm told, Abe, that if people were just using something signed with Samantha Powers' name on it, but they were really the ones petitioning, that is highly illegal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When you file a petition, and the unmasking procedure requires a petition signed by an official, that would be a formal application that would include in the actual document itself a perjured application. It's clear the reason why the applications are the way that they are is so that you can track them when they need to be tracked appropriately. That in and of itself is a federal crime. Secondarily, Samantha Power is the one, if you remember, she is the Obama advisor who brought the responsibility to protect doctrine that led to the Libyan assault. And her husband, I was trying to remember his name. He's a professor who was heavily involved with Obamacare and a bunch of other things. But to use her name fraudulently is in of itself a crime, in addition to the, at minimum, the peculiar nature of the unmasking petition. If she's the one doing this, what does and you see the progression. First, the Obama administration completely denied the unmasking allegations outright. Secondarily, it was very narrow unmasking. And now we see it's more than 200 applications that have been filed to unmask. I mean, these are the types of things that the media should exist. The mainstream media should exist to unfold, talking about Woodward and Bernstein. I mean, this is a scandal of epic proportion. If you have a sitting administration literally unmasking officials in advance and unmasking individuals in pursuit of a particular political opponent, this is a scandal of epic proportion. But to say that the mainstream is completely silent on this, it's galling.
Absolutely incredible.
You're listening to American Family Radio. This is Today's Issues, and this is what we do most days as we talk about current events, things in the news. We like to talk about as many positive things as we can, but sometimes they're not. But we do want to know what's going on with our government because it matters, because it affects our lives in tangible ways, oftentimes, by laws being passed or not passed, by what the federal government does through the Supreme Court or other ways. So, you know, you might think that the government doesn't impact your life, but it does, and it will. Yes, Ed.
Can I ask Gabe one more question here while we get him in here for this segment?
Sure.
We were talking before we took our last break about Title VII, mm-hmm. because we had a clip from Senator Dianne Feinstein, who was going to be asking, I think it was Jeff Sessions,
yes,
some questions about that, the Attorney General. So help us understand. It seems clear to me that most people who respect the rule of law and let words speak for themselves understand that when Title VII, which prohibits discrimination on the basis of a number of things, including sex, that it was made clear that sex would not apply to sexual orientation or cross-dressers or transgendered people. But now you have the move to get judges to say that it does. And the left is going crazy about Attorney General Sessions saying that it does not apply to transgender. What does the law say, and how has it been interpreted up until the last few years when leftists want to make it say whatever they want it to say?
Yeah, the law is absolutely clear. It was a part of the Civil Rights Amendments that prohibits discrimination among a litany of other categories, as you rightly identified. It also included prohibitions on discrimination based on sex. The word sex was never in any controversy as to what it meant. Everybody knew exactly what it means, not even limiting the reliance upon common understanding. There were implementation rules that were applied at the same time by various federal agencies that clearly understood that term to exclusively mean the binary option between being male or female. Absolutely. That was not even a controversy until recently, President Obama's transgender bathroom guidance issued by the Departments of Justice and Education together, where they are attempting to reinterpret the word sex to include an intrinsic meaning. They admit that the word is not mentioned, but they want to add to the understanding a concept of gender ideology. The reality is, amongst medical professionals, the word gender never was anything different from sex until the 1950s. Mm-hmm. So any modern attempts, recent attempts to decry Attorney General Jeff Sessions based on interpreting and applying the law as it was originally enacted and as it has been applied everywhere up until now is just complete lunacy. It's not even just wrong. It's lunacy to think that the Civil Rights Amendment even considered any concept of gender ideation, because when you look at the law itself and the various implementation rules by the federal agencies, it's literally the law that gave us, you know, women's sports. I mean, it's absolute craziness to say it means anything other than what the word sex has traditionally meant.
Mm-hmm. All right, Abraham Hamilton III joining us. Abe, your show is afternoon Monday through Friday at 5:05 Central.
That's right.
What are you going to be talking about this afternoon?
We'll be doing Share-a-thon. Yeah. We'll be doing Share-a-thon, but we'll get into some of the more issues of the day. But one of the big things, obviously, on our agenda is Share-a-thon, making sure we're able to continue to stay on the front lines for the faith.
Amen. Hey, thank you, Abe.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. It's A-B-E. Thank you, A-B-E. All right. Fred, Ed, and Walker, and yours truly, we will be back in 5 minutes after the news. We got the news provided by our American Family Radio news team, onenewsnow.com, and they will come back with more of Share-a-thon here on American Family Radio.